Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 24th. You'll be interested to know, 80 years ago, today in 1945, delegates signed the United Nations Charter, establishing a new international organization committed to peace, cooperation, and collective security. This founding agreement created a lasting framework for diplomatic dialogue and humanitarian law, marking a milestone in global governance and post-war reconstruction. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 1+ foot. Conditions remain clean through the morning, holding steady between 1 to 2 feet. By midday, the wind shifts onshore at 3 to 4 miles per hour, adding some chop. Overall, it's fair with waves settling around 2 feet for the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the west southwest swell is 0.5 feet at 19 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 5.5 feet at 10:30 a.m., followed by a 0.5-foot low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet throughout the day, ideal for beginners. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell, with 2 to 3 feet in cleaner faces, especially in the evening. Monday maintains similar size, 2 to 3 feet, but conditions deteriorate to choppy by late afternoon, making Sunday the standout day for surf enthusiasts. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:09, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., giving way to mostly sunny skies with a high near 70 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57, along with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly cloudy with a high near 68 and a light south wind up to 10 miles per hour. Sunday also begins with patchy fog before 11 a.m., but then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 68, followed by a mild Monday near 71 and a warmer Tuesday, topping out near 77. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant ruling, a state court has ordered the University of California to publicly release a Trump administration settlement proposal by Friday, following a successful lawsuit by UCLA faculty demanding transparency. The proposal, which includes demands for stricter admissions policies and campus protest restrictions, reflects the federal government's vision for higher education. UC must disclose a 28-page document that outlines these federal demands after a lower court found that public interest necessitated its release. UCLA faculty argue that the public deserves to know these details, emphasizing that UC's lack of transparency contradicts its status as a public institution. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Vikings in a slaughter 37-10. Justin Herbert was 18 for 25, with 227 yards passing, three passing touchdowns, and one interception. Carson Wentz was 15 for 27, with 144 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one interception. The Chargers are now 5-3, and the Vikings fall to 3-4. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 4-1 Packers in Pittsburgh to face the 4-2 Steelers. Packers are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. And now, World Series predictions are in, as experts weigh in on whether the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Toronto Blue Jays will be crowned champions. After an October filled with dramatic moments, the World Series has arrived. The Dodgers have cruised to a 9-1 record, while the Blue Jays faced a thrilling 7-game American League Championship Series. Most staff predicted the Seattle Mariners and the Philadelphia Phillies would reach the World Series, but now the Dodgers are favored due to their dominant performance. Experts believe the matchup will be intense, with the Dodgers' depth likely giving them the edge. Tonight, Game 1 in Toronto, with Blake Snell facing Trey Yesovich. In local sports, this week, we got our 5-2 Rams on a bye week. Next Sunday, they face the Saints at home. And don't forget, let's go Dodgers! In top news, scientists have been studying superagers for 25 years, and a recent study from Northwestern University reveals an intriguing habit they share. Superagers who are 80 or older demonstrate cognitive functions comparable to those of middle-aged individuals. These remarkable individuals maintain a more active social life, which appears to be crucial for their mental sharpness. The research indicates that social engagement may enhance brain health, as chronic isolation can negatively impact well-being. Experts suggest that being socially active is essentially a workout for the brain, promoting overall health and cognitive resilience. In business news, decentralized exchanges are experiencing a significant transformation, reminiscent of Robinhood's early impact on financial markets. When Robinhood introduced commission-free trading in 2013, it faced skepticism. Yet by 2021, those same traders were reshaping Wall Street. Similarly, decentralized exchanges are overcoming initial critiques as they democratize access and build new market infrastructures. Critics argue that much of the volume comes from automated trading, but this overlooks the foundational changes occurring. As institutional custody solutions improve, decentralized exchanges are set to offer advantages that traditional finance cannot replicate, paving the way for mainstream adoption. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at about $111,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under 4,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.44. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Europa Clipper spacecraft may soon be pummeled by charged particles from the ion tail of the interstellar comet 3I Atlas. This prediction comes from two European researchers who developed computer code to identify spacecraft alignments with a comet's tail and the sun. This harmless event presents a rare opportunity to sample material from a comet beyond our solar system. Samuel Grant from the Finnish Meteorological Institute stated that it offers insights into interstellar comets and their formation. However, the ongoing United States government shutdown could hinder efforts to activate Europa Clipper's instruments for measurements during the alignment period from October 30th to November 6th. Entertainment news. Ben Stiller's touching documentary about his parents, Stiller and Mara, Nothing is Lost, is now available on Apple TV. This project is very personal to him and his family. Jerry Stiller, better known as Frank Costanza in Seinfeld, was Ben Stiller's father in real life. However, many do not know that his career spanned over a decade, alongside his wife, Ann Mara, Ben Stiller's mother. Through this documentary, Ben Stiller and his sister uncover lost diaries, recordings, and interviews, revisiting their parents' lives. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and historian, George Kennan. And he said, "The best way to cope with change is to help create it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.